WSHS 567 monitoring. WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WSHF 567, good morning, Mike. Yeah, morning time, Sam. Going out here this morning. All right, Richie, again. What happens when you're, you know, well, I've already said it, but, yeah, you know, a broke dick, you know what, and, you know, nothing else going on in your life, and this is it. So, when they're miserable, they want to try and make you miserable, that's all. Hopefully, man. I'm sure it'll be here sometime today or this week. Like I said, you know, once that comes in, that's going to help you out immensely. And that'll take care of some of that, you know, problem. That's what I'm looking for. You guys grow up and knock it off, please. You think they were, you know, disgruntled then? Just think now, after you take care of that, they'll really be screaming. Well, I bought the radio, I got the antenna coming, and now I can go to, ham if I want to, you know, get my ham license. Yeah, you can become a, you know, an amateur, you know, if you want to. Get your, start out with your tech license, and then go from there. Thought about it a few times, we'll see what happens. You know, Paul's friends is a VE, or Paul and John's friend, he's a VE for Lance Cruz. Lance Cruz North. Yeah, they have, you know, testing over there at the senior center there at Ballard and Jefferson. By the old Harrison Hospital. That's where they do testing.
Yeah, but we're not going to use that VE that, that's a bad ham. That makes unidentified transmissions here and swears. We're not going to use that guy. You know, Mr. Zemeckis, we're not using him.
Morning, Paul, WSHS 567.
Yeah, good morning, Sam. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, I understand, yeah. You know, 20 years ago, there was some VEs that were involved in a... I guess you could call it a like a pay-to-play scandal type deal. Not good.
It's been a long time for me, Mike, taking tests. Basically, I took one in 86 and got my license in 87, and then I was went right away once the license come back. You had to mail the stuff in back then. And then I went right away and upgraded to tech general theory. I went back sometime in the 90s and did my general and advanced. I've only been through three testing sessions, four ranks. That's where I sit today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they changed it all, you know, since then. Well, you know that, but, yeah. Wasn't it back then you had to, you know, if you just got a tech license, it was only good for, like, what, less than a year, and then you'd have to go back and retest again and whatnot?
No. There was, I think there was something to that. I'm trying to think. I think if you took the last license extra, you also needed the code. So you had to steer to get the code. Or if you got the code, you had to do the steering. So that there was a two-part license test that required steering. Morris code. You could do one, and you had a year to do the other to get it.
Okay, I gotcha. That's how that worked. I just remember back in 2006 when they dropped code, and everybody started flocking, you know, to a testing site and a ham swap, and before you know it, you had a bunch of, I guess you could say, scumbags that infiltrated and changed things.
Well, I always felt that the code was a good thing to keep in there because it kept the idiots out. Now, I'm not saying that all hams that got their license without code under the new rules are idiots, but I'm certainly saying it brought a lot more idiots into the hobby. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, look at this service here. And then once they drop the price to $35, look at what you got.
Point in case.
Look at the day, fuck Wiggles. That one loud ass motherfucker that never shuts the fuck up. Always talking over everybody.
See what I mean? Those two idiots right there. They're no good for nothing.
Well, you know who plays those. I don't even have to say it. He'll end up probably, you know, mentioning his own name. So,
Yeah, I know. But they all like to copy one another, too, a little bit. So.
Well, the last time he did it, you know, it was pretty obvious. Less than, like, not even, what, 10 minutes, was it, Sam? He pops out of nowhere and just says, oh, I'm recording. Oh, okay. Whatever. Anyway, on a different note, the Pistons won last night.
Well, he should know about recordings. He heard a lot of them in court of himself. So, anyways, yeah, okay. Well, they won. Looks like they're on a roll.
We're 2-0 right now in this this series. So, as long as we can keep the momentum going, we'll be all right. And because we're number one coming in, you know, we get the home court advantage.
All right. Well, good luck to them. Sam, I don't want to give you bad news, but I didn't get, so I woke up and looked at the tracking number. They didn't get that package till 2 o'clock in the morning. So I think it's going to be Saturday, but let's hold out hope. I just don't know.
That's my luck.
Oh, that's my kind of luck, too, you know. Like I said, I wanted to... You see how it all works sometimes, right? It comes in late, you know, whatever. You know, it's just a big mess, bad antenna. Yeah, it's like, don't worry. You will get straightened out, and you will be the Sam with some signal. I can guarantee ya. QRMers are going to have to work a little harder.
Especially the HT ones.
Yeah, I'm thinking about mounting a beam up there.
We're going to have to go out and spend some more money.
Yeah, well, that's it. They can't jam you if they ain't got enough signal in there. So, Mike's got the unique position where he's kind of close to the repeater. So, he ever put up an outdoor antenna on 50 watts from home. For him, unless they drove right to the repeater site.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I plan on getting something here in the works. It won't be for a little bit, but, yeah, I planned on it.
Oh, there you go.
What's this new antenna look like? Does it look like the old one I just got rid of, or does it, what does it look like?
What are we talking about? What antenna?
The one I just...
What, the beam?
Oh, what did I...
I thought I sent... did I send you a picture of it? All right, hang on. I'll send you it real quick here. Hang on, man. You want to see the one you got coming. All right, hold on a minute. I sent you a picture of it, Sam.
Yeah.
Yesterday I sent you a picture of it.
Oh, the only picture I got from you, Paul, is the radio.
Hang on a minute. All right, you should have it now.
That looks a lot bigger than my other one. That other one, yeah. What is that at the bottom? Beams on?
Ground radio.
Oh, that'll work. I take it it's a multi-band antenna.
No, just UHF, Mike.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, I had a chance. I could have got it. There was a online, somebody was selling a dual band outdoor antenna with 65 cents for like less than $100. I bought it. It was a good place.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, the ham radio ones, well, I don't want to give the enemies too much information, right? So I don't like talking about all this technical stuff here. Let them run their little RG8X coax up to their UHF antenna. So, all right, anyways, yeah, these are discussions that probably shouldn't take place here. It helps the ill.
Well, at this point, man, I wish I had a mobile antenna with the cooking sheet, because I definitely use it till my antenna came.
Yeah, I could have hooked you up with that. It would have certainly, you'd have to move it around, you know, a few inches around where you have it set to see, and the way it works is, again, I'm getting way too technical, and I don't want to do it, but just if you're in your car, you scoot up a few inches, you could have that repeater full scale. You move another couple inches, you could be noisy and out of the repeater. I mean, that's just the way it works.
Yes, Roger. That's why you guys are always complaining about me when I'm, you know, in a certain area. That's why I'm always moving the car back and forth in the parking spot, you know, just to get the right signal.
Yeah, and sometimes I get pinned in, you know, at a red light, and I'm in a bad spot, you know, and it's like, it's just the way it works anyways.
It's going to work real, real, real good.
I'm disappointed they didn't get that. I mean, I ordered it by noon. I mean, they should have had it in UPS's hands in the evening, right? And then that thing would be moving through the morning hours and be here ready for delivery today. They didn't get it to their hands. I was surprised till 2 o'clock a.m., 2:13. I'm like, oh, man, what are you people doing? I don't order from this place too much, and I was just, I had ordered something else, and they said, oh, well, between tomorrow and Wednesday. And I said, whoa, 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 why, I'm only a day away, and they said, well, one of the orders got to come out of Nevada. I said, well, which one is that? She said, the second thing you ordered. I said, well, cancel that item, because I don't want it to screw up this order. This order is the most important one. Keep an eye on it during the course of the day or whatever. You know, they could make it up from that area of Ohio from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. There's still a chance it could get delivered today. You know, these estimates of when they're going to deliver aren't 100% true.
You know, I had a delivery, and it never even said out for delivery until it was already delivered.
I don't want to give you a false hope, Sam, but what would be normal is them getting it in UPS's hand by, you know, 6, 7 o'clock at night. And then once they got it, they'd process it, you know, and get it moving. They don't hold on to stuff, right? They're not making money by holding on to it and warehousing packages. So it's just they got it at 2 in the morning. That thing should have already been moving through the system at that point. So, well, let's see what happens. There's still a chance. Not with UPS won't update their morning thing till, you know, 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and there'll be an update, and then I'll know for sure by 9 o'clock in the morning if they haven't showed it, like, in town, you know, on a truck to be delivered, then it probably will be tomorrow.
Roger, I'm not worried when it gets here,
Roger.
The pieces of this puzzle are fitting together nicely.
You ain't gonna have no problem with this antenna. I hope I just didn't jinx it, but whatever. It's brand new. It's made by a very good company. You could have it out there for 20 years.
one we were talking to yesterday said they might have one they might be getting rid of, an antenna. I might buy that one from him, too, just for the garage, you know, because when I get into it, I'm going to be into it.
Oh, yeah. Tim, you talking about Tim?
Yeah.
I'll find out what it is and, you know, manufacturer, model number, whatever, and let me know what he says. You can find out the price from him and all that good stuff.
Now he might even be out here this morning.
Him yesterday because I thought it was you. I heard, you know, from a couple rooms away, I heard somebody, I thought it was you, and so I turned on my HT here, and then it was Tim, so I talked to him for a few, and he said he's in here every morning listening, but, you know, he doesn't want to be part of that nonsense. He listens to it. He knows what's going on.
Yeah, I don't blame him, you know. Right, he's, you know, I've talked to him once before about it. Same with Jack. Jack knows. I mean, a lot of people know what's going on. They're not dumb. That's why when some of these idiots, they come out here and they want to talk, the well-seasoned veterans, that they just duck out and they don't even bother.
That's what they want. They want to dismantle it. They have no, they're not interested in this for talking to one another, just to create mayhem, separate the repeaters, which they've done. They will not link them because of these guys and their activities down here. And up north got disconnected a long time ago because they didn't want to hear any of the stuff going on down here. It's all because of them. 98% of it is because of them. And they could care less if it got ripped down, like I said. And that's their goal. That is their goal. And look, for the people that might be a little bit delusional about really what's going on, they know other people that know other people, and they'll explain it to them. Because you best believe there are people that in important spots that knows what's going on.
Yeah. Now I know for a minute there, the other night, you try to give that guy the benefit of the doubt. You know, but before you know it, I knew where it was going. And, yep, I'm like, wow, that went south fast, but that... That was to be expected.
We were just trying to talk. I mean, revert back and play the whole program. You know, we were just trying to talk. And we got interrupted, as often happens. So, I will tell you, I tried an experiment yesterday. I took the day off work, WSHM 738, by the way. I went to Ionia State Prison and asked everybody that was incarcerated in there if they were guilty. And you know what? Surprisingly, they told me they weren't.
I had a former friend that stayed there, and his last stop was Newberry.
Subjects is I'm about to start the big dance for Friday morning here.
Hey, my big dance is, you know, getting up, dusting myself off, and going to work.
That's kind of what I'm talking about.
WRWB 49. Doesn't look like it's going to rain today. The moon's still shining out there.
It said raining a little bit is what I seen on my thing about 25 minutes ago.
No, I guess I'm wrong.
And with that, I got to get rolling here, so I'll be back. WSHM 738.
All right, we'll catch you in a bit. Sam?
WSHF 567 monitoring. Yeah, I'll be here.
All right, we'll catch you in a bit. WRWB at 49. I guess we'll be standing by.
What time you leaving out, Mike?
Around 7. I got to be to work 8 o'clock today.
That's cool.
WSHM 738 Mobile.
WRWB 49.
Told you wrong, Mike. My phone acts a little goofy, this newer phone that I got last year. You know, it just does some weird things that the other one never did. But it was showing me New York weather. Anyways, we had rain. Sometime overnight, I think, is what happened. That's when we got our rain. I think clear today, though.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, my Alexa TV does that sometimes, man. It reads, you know, give me weather for, like, the area I'm not even living in.
Somebody was trying to jam you.
It's all right.
They think they're going to be able to get away with this forever. And they're not.
Yeah. And they will act. Anyway. Charlie, he's off the way.
Yep, Charlie is off today, so his Friday was yesterday.
Yep, yeah, his Friday was yesterday.
WRVT 820 mobile monitoring.
I'd be looking forward, Mike, to get Friday started and ended. Get to the weekend.
Yes, I hear you, man.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to see the weather start breaking 65 every day.
What time you gotta start the day there, Mike?
8 o'clock. No biggie.
Okay, Roger, on that 8 o'clock. Ran that Honda lawnmower for the first time, the new one anyways, on the grass, the one with the composite deck. Worked pretty good.
No, okay. Yeah, it's interesting, you know, it's got a composite deck, you know, but I'm sure it's a lot lighter, obviously, you know, with that, I'm sure they use, like, some thick plastic.
Sure, I think it's pretty heavy lawnmower because of it, actually. It's got a bigger engine, it's got the GCV 190 on it, the other one had the GCV 160. Self-propelled, has the the control just like the other one for bagging or mulching, so it's a pretty good little hookup.
Well, there you go.
I got the nice Tiger Stadium crosshatch thing going on the front lawn there.
Okay, you know, I watch the program and how they do all that, and they actually map out the pattern before each game. And they show, like, you know, how they're going to do it, which way the lines are going to go.
Oh, you cut it. Perpendicular to one another. I mean, shape, look. They get it perfect.
Yep. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm getting sleepy here.
The grass needs to be, you know, not dry, that's for sure. So, this time of year, you know, grass is growing pretty good. It's not under drought conditions, so. Yeah, anyways. It's never good to mow your lawn in the same direction all the time anyways. You'll develop these ruts.
That's very true. That's why, you know, when I cut the grass, I'll go one way one week and the other way the other week. Change it up.
This is true.
Then there's weeks where I'll go over it twice. Go one way and then go the other way. So it looks like a, you know, a cross pattern.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Anyways. It's interesting, there was a, must be a bum on the side of the freeway here next to the fence. I didn't see the bum, but they had an umbrella strapped to the fence, a little shield for the rain this morning. But I don't know where the person was. I didn't see them, but the umbrella is there. Looked like a pretty nice umbrella. I don't even own an umbrella.
There's one like that that's at 23 and 94. Looks all finely dressed, but he's got a sign out there stating that he, you know, needs help. So it's like, you don't know if he's homeless or he's not, you know?
Well, they can... Some aren't. Jammers.
Just have one question. WSHF 5.
Question. Go ahead.
How in the heck is anybody asking for this? Nobody said anything. Nobody's asking for anything.
They all lie. And my dog. Their mouth. Bunch of and a life.
checking your input, Mike.
Yeah, I'm checking it, and nothing here.
Okay. We need to get you an outdoor antenna. There is one guy that comes in here every now and then doing this kind of stuff. You know, not too far away from you. Because he is part of it. I've heard his voice in here more than once. Not so much in the morning. But he has been in here.
Yep. No, I've heard him.
Yeah. Particularly the other night when there were about six of them, five or six of them in there, he come in there with that Drew and Mike drop, you know, about the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, Troy Aikman. Bonafide ham operator.
Man, anyway, I tell you, man, people are just bored, evidently.
Yeah, some people need to find. Bucket ain't holding much. They use that for an excuse, Sam. A picnic.
WRWB 49
WSK check.
Well, I'm gonna get ready here and get my day going. So, with that being said, I will catch you guys in the afternoon. Sam, maybe I'll catch you midday. All right, WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
See you, Mike. Come on, Mike.
Yep, catch you later.
WSBU202.
WSHS 567, this is WRZB 820. WSHS 567, this is WRZB 820.
I'm here, go ahead. WSHS 567, go ahead.
What's going on, Sam? How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just on a road trip here on 75 and turned the radio on and figured I'd see if you were out there. You busy or you just kind of hanging out there?
Right now I'm busy taking a break and then I'm going to be busy back out in the garage. A little busy today, but not too bad.
Yeah, right on. I would imagine the way the grass has been growing, you're about to be pretty busy here real soon.
Yeah, my wife says hello.
This radio sounding okay back your way?
Yep.
Fantastic. I guess, working on getting yourself a new antenna put up today?
No, I probably won't until tomorrow.
Sounds like a fun little weekend project.
Nice radio for me, and just a few, but, you know, when I get into the other band, I'll be able to.
For sure, it's definitely nice to have options to, get away from, riff-raffery.
Well, that's the problem with this, though, man. The riff-raffery likes to follow.
Yeah, that's definitely one of those issues, but at least you have more channels to switch to, I suppose. I'd like to get my ticket, but so much going on, I just haven't time to get to it. Did you order the study books?
No, it was handed to me a brand new copy.
Fantastic. Yeah, I think the beginner one I have last year's copy, I think it switched over to the new one. And then I have the next two steps I think are still good. But there's a site online, I can't remember which one it is, but it might be the ARRL. But I believe they have practice tests. And you can go on there and do as many practice tests as you want. And it randomly rotates all the questions around that'll be on the exam.
I'd rather just read the book from front to back and then go take the test. I don't have any problems.
Yeah, like I said, online you can do the exams. It'll have all, because I think they have three different copies of the exam that they choose from to give you. That way if you fail one, they give you a different one. If you fail it, they give you a different one. Then the third time, I think they'll just give you the original one. But there's different copies. And like I said, that a website, you can go on to it, and you can actually do the exam questions for all three pamphlets. And it'll rotate the questions around.
Yes, I know. I did it once. I bombed.
Yeah, I bought the three exam books, and I was hoping that it was going to be, like, actual information, and it wasn't. It was just the test questions. And I'm like, well, that's not cool, because you don't really learn anything. You just learn how to remember what the answer is supposed to be, and not exactly the theory or how to make it work, I guess. So that was frustrating to me.
I took it once before, WSHS 567, on test online, and, I failed it. I just never took it again.
Yeah, I got faith in you. I believe you'll pass. It'll be pretty neat to see what you get up there for that those frequencies, whether you go with half wave or whatever.
Well, if I get in, I'm just going to break into the, you know, very first level, you know, and talk on that. I don't want to be the highest or, you know, in the middle. I just want to be the low end.
Yeah, right on. I know once you get through one of those levels, it might even be the first level, you can actually use the satellites to as a repeater as they pop around, I believe.
I'm not really talking about more like around the world, you know.
Yeah, I know you're more of a local talking person, but you never know. You never know.
No, I like talking skip when it's skip, you know, and, you know, it's too skip. But, you know, on these radios, it's not really too skip, is it?
No, that's true. I know on the other bands, every morning, I believe, from 7 to 9 a.m., they get to checking in on one of those, I think it's off the Detroit Rensen, and they'll have people tapping in from all around the world on the radios, and you can hear them, and they'll usually ask a question of the day, and then they'll go around and have people check in with their call sign, and then they'll come to them and ask them their answer to the question, and it's kind of neat to hear that.
Yeah, I don't get into stuff like that. I'm always too busy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have my ticket yet either, but it's kind of interesting just to listen because, like, you know, obviously you can hit the Detroit repeater, so it's obvious that you could hit the other band's repeater as well if you ever wanted to, and then just by listening, you can hear basically all across the states and around the world, all the people that check in basically have the ability to hear and talk and listen as well there.
All right. I got to stand by. WSHF 567 clear. I'll be right back.
Roger that. WRZT 820
You are WB49, and we're standing by.
Whiskey Sierra India Papa 284, Whiskey Sierra Echo Tango 257. WSIP 284, WSET 257.
This is WSIP 284, go ahead 257.
Hey, I was just wondering, there's a chance you might be able to get the DSA going for tomorrow morning. You know, I'm telling you, no pressure. I was just wondering if I should bring it down to the park, because I think I might actually be able to make you from there. Over.
Roger that. I should be able to do that this evening. I got a couple games I got to get through today, but this evening I should be able to set it up.
Roger, roger. I'll be around if you got any questions, so just hit me up. So just thought I'd check in. I was driving in here on my lunch break, so I'll let you go. This is WSET 257. Clear and moderate on your final.
Sounds good, 257. Hope you had a good lunch. It's good to hear something other than the chunk lord chunking for the last 2 hours. So this is WSIP 284. I will be clear and monitoring.
WSIJ 39 listening.
WRWB 39 over standby.
WSIJ 39 listening. Oh, good afternoon.
Hey.
Got a question real quick. Can you hear my radio in the background?
No, I don't hear it. There's no background noise whatsoever.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
One more stop, and that's it. I will be done.
For the weekend?
Yeah, right. No, it's just for today. I don't get weekends off. I work every day of the week. You know, I'm just go, go, go.
Yep. I know the type. I used to be that type.
WSHF 567, good afternoon time channel.
What's going on there, Sam?
Busy, 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 yellow. Four and, she's no longer frozen in place. She's no longer stuck and dry.
All right, very good. Well, yeah, it's warm day, so people are trying.
I take it wasn't on your porch when you got off, LOL.
No, it's not. I told you it's stuck down in, you to make it here overnight. They got it in their hands too late, so. You got my luck.
Well, where it's at seems like it's only 80 miles away. It kind of looks... It's only 82 miles away, and it's been traveling, so you never know. I just figured I'd ask.
Well, the way it works is they got to have it... They got to have it in their hands in the morning to load it on a truck, and then they're out all day delivering, so... So that's kind of the way it works. So it was still bopping around Toledo at 7 or 8 this morning, so, you know, it's tomorrow, so, yeah, it is what it is.
Tomorrow's almost here, the day's over.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The weekend, you guys have a good day, it's the weekend, I know I'm gonna.
Oh, yeah, I always look forward to weekends. Warm day, 65. We haven't seen that in a few days.
Yeah, it's definitely been a nice day in the driveway. Not too hot, not too cold.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Go ahead there, Mike. Just coming home talking to Sam there a little bit.
finishing up with my work day. That's all. One more stop and I'll be done.
Okay, well, get her done because it's a pretty nice day. I'm seeing 66 at the moment here.
WSHS 567, waving mic.
Afternoon, Sam.
I grew up with a little...
Stopped on the way home, got some beat. I'm all good.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, I picked up, Halo burger for lunch. Just your average run of the mill, you know. I think I got good burgers in Coney there.
Oh, it's been many years since I ate that place. Seems like there's one like around Flint. But you said I think that's the one that's a chain up in that region, right?
That's where it, you know, divides from the split. And now they finally put a location down here in on Garfield, just across from that pickleball court, you know, 18 in Garfield.
Where at?
North of 18 on Garfield, across from North Court.
Oh, up that way. Okay, well. Yeah, boy, the jammers. Just one question. Do they actually have jobs?
I know the answer to that. One, his mom's apron for what? Well over 30 years almost. I'm sure that they collect it.
Yeah, I mean, man, get a job and go make some money, you know? People.
I bet you $1,000 I hit the nail on the head on all of them.
Mike, got a network. Maybe a liar here and there, but the rest of them are all just straight out liars.
Want us talking about it, right? But yet, you know, I mean, it keeps happening. Now, we didn't bring it up until they started doing it. And once they did it, you know, it brought it to light. I mean, that's it, you know. I don't care. I'm just going to keep bringing it out into the forefront.
We're right. Mention it, and if you weren't doing it, we wouldn't be talking about it, and that's the fact of the matter.
Stop jamming yourself, Paul.
Yeah, that's the other one, another fool of that group says that we're doing it to ourselves. No one's buying that. So whatever. Some people with too much time on their hands that want to exhibit acting like children. Are they going to make a stop? I'll be back. WSHM 738.
All right. Yes, Sam. You know, I find that to be funny, too. What's going on with you, Sam?
Yeah, just off in the driveway doing my thing, but now I'm in for a break. Patiently waiting for an antenna. so I can get all hooked up and, you know, done.
Go to Chet's rental and get your boom lift.
I got a big enough ladder where somebody could climb right up the ladder and get on the roof and climb up the roof, you know, on the ladder. But it's just a matter of getting somebody with the gonads to do it.
Richard do it last time, you know, with your tower?
Yeah, he put up my tower, stuff, you know. Got that Ferris unfrozen, Mike. Turns out everything, lubed up, moving freely. Everything's working like it's supposed to now.
There you go. Yeah, they're trying to, you know, but anyway. Well, that's good. You got that thing going. You said that was a Ferris, right?
Yeah, Ferris. When it sat here for a year while the guy was incarcerated.
They're charging rent, you know.
Oh, he already paid the $100 storage fee.
There you go. All right.
I hit them with their labor fee when I'm all done with it. I got a couple more things to do. I got to give it a valve adjustment on both sides. There's a height adjustment rod that snapped, so I want to weld that up for them so it's working properly, and then it'll be all done.
Oh, there you go. That'll do it. There, Sam, I'm going to jump out of here and go finish up my work day. So with that being said, I will catch you later. Paul, if you're still in here, we will catch you later. WB 49, and we'll be clear.
All right, 49, have a good day. We'll talk to you later. WSHF 567, monitoring.
WSHF 567, I think that's what it is. WRFW 329.
Throw it out, 329.
Not a whole lot. I was out here trying to make my way through traffic, get back to the destination, I guess.
I got to get back out to the driveway to the crime of it myself. You're going home, I'm going back out there to it. I'm home, but I work in my driveway.
Today?
They're not going to let us stop. You have a good day. Good day when I get up on Facebook. WSHF 567. Good day, sir. We'll talk to you another
day. I copy that.
Good evening. This is Chris from Royal Oak Commuting and Mobile, WSMF 861. Can I please get a mic check?
WRWJ 903, mobile to base. WRWJ 903, mobile to base. WRWJ 903, listening.
WMSK 676.
WSMJ 676.
WB 49, and we're standing by.
Mike, it's the weekend.
I'm here, man. I thought I heard some sirens, but then again, I think it's just background noise. Anyway, yeah, I'm off work now.
Right on, well, I say, what's left of it.
Not too bad out, 64 degrees. Anyway, what else you got going on?
Oh, I just come in for a break, man. I've been out in the driveway all day.
Roger on that.
I think I'm going to get that stand off right away and have somebody put that antenna up there real high.
There you go, man. All right there, Sam, I'm going to take a standby here. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
All right, Mike, WSHF 567. I'll be monitoring. I'm clear right now, though. I'm going to go off to the garage and take it with me. You have a good night, rest of the night. If I don't hear you, I'll talk to you tomorrow or later on.
All right, well, I'll be QSY to the portable, but I just, you know, be standing by.
Yes, Roger.
KRWB 489, WSHM 738.
What's going on there, Paul? WRWB
49. Oh, just had to run to the auto parts store and pick up a couple of goodies at 80s pricing. How's that?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm just over here hanging with Gino.
All right, tell me, said hi.
What do we got, a mobile jammer on the back end?
I don't know, man. I really don't know what to say about all that. Kind of comical in a sad way.
Yeah, I'm just on the HD right now.
Okay, roger that, on the HD. They rolled back the prices 40 years for me, Mike.
I would just pick up.
Well, I'll have to text you. I wouldn't want to give that goodie away on the air.
God forbid if you told them you got it for a Bugatti. They'd be all over you.
I don't even want to tell you what I bought or why I bought it. These guys out here probably would firebomb the place so I couldn't buy it anymore. They have been known to throw rocks through windows. You know what I'm talking about. What's the other one? Cause property damage. That one, too. That one we actually have video evidence of.
Yeah, the dike incident.
Just on my way to dinner here.
We're just over here by Travis.
Okay, so you are mobile.
Yep, we're mobile.
When's the last time you guys actually had some fish for dinner?
The other day, we went and got some fried cod from Basha. Got a 16 in Gresham. Basha chicken.
Yeah. I think I have one of those by me, actually.
It's really good, man. Yeah, there's one by you. It's in Warren. I know that. So, yeah, it's probably the one by you. They just bought the one over here. It used to be called Motown Fish and Chips. And then they bought it and changed it to Basha. They got some really good deals there, really good chicken and good cuts.
Roasted potatoes aren't quite like Chicken Shacks, but they're okay.
Yeah, we had them too. Not bad.
I've ate there a couple times. I don't eat there a lot, but I have ate there a couple times.
Chicken Shack, I don't know, man. That one on Harper there at 13, they need to do something about their oil because they don't... Either they don't filter it right or they don't change it.
Well, if they do it right, it's pretty good, but I don't know about that one, so. I know where it's at. It's on the east side of Harper, south of 13.
That'd be the one. Yeah, their chicken there sucks.
Well, that's all about training and having them people do the right thing. There's a process, right? And you screw that up, and you screw the whole thing up.
That's about it, too.
Well, I got to call you in a few minutes, so if you're going to be around, I'll do that. And I'm just a couple minutes away from where I need to be.
Alrighty. Oh, I'm hitting gas. It's 449 here at Speedy Cube in Harbor, just north of 15 on the east side.
I appreciate that. I actually filled up yesterday, so I'm good for the weekend for sure, plus a day or two probably. I appreciate the heads up. Seems to be the new going rate. I think I've seen it 439 somewhere near me. Anyways. All right, I'll call you in just a couple of minutes there, Mike. The VSHM 738.
All right. We'll catch you in a minute. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSTU, don't miss it. Shamaya and Strickland play tomorrow night. All out battle.
WRGT 820 HT monitoring. Monitoring HD.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.